नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 5 The Creative Impetus, Chapter 12, Part 1, King Rahugana Still Confused. King Rahugana then said, O most exalted personality, you are none different from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the influence of your true self, all kinds of contradiction within the Shastras have been removed. In the dress of a friend of a Brahmana, you are hiding your transcendental blissful position. I offer respectful obeisances unto you. O best of the Brahmanas, my body is filled with dirty things, and my vision has been bitten by the serpent of pride. Due to my material conceptions, I am diseased. Your nectarian instructions are the proper medicine for one suffering from such a fever, and they are cooling waters for one scorched by the heat. Whatever doubts I may have about a particular subject matter, I shall ask you about that later. But for the time being, these mysterious yoga instructions which you have given me for self-realization appear very difficult to understand. Please repeat them in a simple way so that I can understand them. My mind is very inquisitive, and I want to comprehend all of this clearly. O Master of Yogic Power, you said that fatigue resulting from moving the body here and there is appreciated by direct perception. But actually there is no fatigue. It simply exists as a matter of formality. By such inquiries and answers, no one can come to the conclusion of the absolute truth. Because of your presentation of this statement, my mind is a little disturbed. Part 2. Who can understand the absolute truth? The self-realized Brahmana, Jada Bharat, then replied to King Rahugana. Among the various material combinations and permutations, there are various forms and earthly transformations. For some reason, these move upon the surface of the earth and are called palanquin carriers. Those material transformations which do not move are the gross material objects like stones. But in any case, the material body is simply made of earth and stone in the form of feet, ankles, calves, knees, thighs, torso, throat, and head. Upon the shoulders is the wooden palanquin, and within the palanquin is the so-called king of Salvira. The body of that king is simply another transformation of earth. But within that body, your lordship is situated, and falsely thinking that you are the king of the state of Salvira. It is a fact, however, that these innocent people carrying your palanquin without payment are certainly suffering due to this injustice. Their condition is very lamentable because you have forcibly engaged them in carrying your palanquin. This only proves that you are cruel and unkind. Yet, due to false prestige, you are thinking that you are protecting the citizens. This is ludicrous. Why, you are such a fool that you could never have been adored as a great man in an assembly of persons who are actually advanced in knowledge. Every one of us on the surface of this globe are living entities in different forms. Some of us are moving, some are not moving. All of us come into existence, remain for some time, and ultimately annihilated when the body is again mingled with the earth. We are but all simply different transformations of earth. Different bodies and capacities are simply transformations of the earth, which exist in name only. For everything grows out of the earth, and when everything is annihilated, it again mingles with the earth. In other words, we are but dust, and we shall be but dust. Everyone can consider this point. One may say that varieties arise from the planet Earth itself. However, although the universe may temporarily appear to be the truth, it ultimately has no existence. For the Earth was originally created by a combination of atomic particles, but these particles are impermanent. Actually, the atom is not the cause of the universe, although some philosophers think so. It is not a fact that the varieties found within this material world simply result from atomic juxtaposition or combination. Since this universe has no real ultimate existence, the things within it, shortness, differences, grossness, skinniness, smallness, bigness, cause, result, living symptoms, and materials are all simply imagined. They are all pots made of the same substance, earth, but they are simply named differently. The differences are characterized by the substance, nature, predisposition, time, and activity. You should know that all of these are simply mechanical manifestations created by material nature. So what then is the ultimate truth? The answer is that non-dual knowledge is the ultimate truth, for it is devoid of the contamination of material qualities. It gives us liberation. It is the one without a second, all-pervading and beyond imagination. The first realization of that knowledge is known as Brahman. Then Paramatma, the Supersoul, is realized by yogis who try to see him without grievance. This is the second stage of realization. And finally, full realization of the same supreme knowledge is realized in the Supreme Person. All learned scholars describe the Supreme Person as Vasudeva, the cause of Brahman, Paramatma, and all others. Rahuganite tat tapasa nayati, nat chayaya nirvapanad vihadva, nat chandasa naiva jalagni suryaya. Vina mahatpada rajo vishekam. My dear King Rahugana, unless one has the opportunity to smear upon one's entire body the dust of the lotus feet of great devotees, then one cannot realize the absolute truth. One cannot realize the absolute truth simply by observing celibacy, brahmacharya, strictly following the rules and regulations of householder life, leaving home as a vanaprastha, accepting sannyas, or undergoing severe penances in winter by keeping oneself submerged in water, or surrounding oneself in the summer by fire or the scorching heat of the sun. There may be many other processes to understand the absolute truth, but the absolute truth is only revealed to one who has attained the mercy of a great devotee. And who are the pure devotees mentioned here? In an assembly of pure devotees, there is no question of discussing material subjects like politics or sociology. In an assembly of pure devotees, there is only discussion of the qualities, forms, and pastimes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And Godhead is praised and worshipped with full attention. And so, my dear king, in a previous birth, I was known as Maharaj Bharata, and I attained perfection by becoming completely detached from all material activities through direct experience. And through indirect experience, I received understanding from the Vedas. I was fully engaged in the service of the Lord, but due to my misfortune, I became very affectionate to a small deer, so much so that I neglected my spiritual duties. Due to my deep affection for that deer, in my next life, I had to accept the body of a deer. My dear heroic king, due to my past sincere service to the Lord, I was able to remember everything of my past life, even while in the body of a deer. And because I am fully aware of the fall down in my past life, I always keep myself separate from the association of ordinary men. Being afraid of their bad materialistic association, I wander alone, unnoticed by others. Simply by associating with exalted devotees of God, anyone can attain perfection of knowledge, and with the sword of such knowledge, one can cut to pieces the illusory associations within this material world. Through the association of devotees, one can engage in the service of the Lord by hearing and chanting Shravanam, Kirtanam. Thus, one can revive his or her dormant Krishna consciousness, and sticking to the cultivation of Krishna consciousness, then return home back to Godhead even in this life. Recorded April 7, 2024 by Nirantara Dasa. All glories to the ISKCON founder Acharya, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Om Tat Sat.
Namakarana Matsyaya Pralayabdhi Charayacha Hayashirshne Namastubhyam Madhu Kaitaba Mrityave Akuparaya Brihate Namo Mandara Dharine Shiti Udara Viharaya Namashukara Murtaye Namaste Adbhuta Singhaya Sadhu Loka Vayapaha Vamanaya Namastubhyam Kramcha Tribhuvanayacha Namo Bhrigunam Pataye Dripta Shatra Vanachide Namaste Va
Bhagu Varaya Ravananda Krayata. Namaste Vasu Devaya Namasankarshanaya Cha Pradyumnayani Rudhaya Satvatam Pataye Namaha. Namo Buddhaya Shuddhaya Daitya Dhanava Mohine Milecha Praya Shatrahantre Namaste Kalki Rupine. Bhagavan Jivalokoyam Mohitas Tava Mayaya Aham Mameti Asadraho Brahmyate Karma Vartmasu Aham Chatmatma Jagara Dharartha Svajanadishu Brahmami Swapna Kalpeshu Muda Satya Diyavibho. Anityanatma Dukeshu Viparyaya Matir Kiyaham Dvanvaramas Tamo Vishko Najane Twatmana Priyam Yathabhuto Jalam Itwa Pratichanam Tad Udbhavai Avyeti Mriga Trishnam Vai Tadvachvaham Paran Mukha. Kripanati Kama Karma Hatang Manaha Rodhung Pramati Vish Chakshayar Kriyamanam Itas Tataha. Namo Vijnana Matraya Sarva Pratyaya Hetave Purushesha Pradanaya Brahmane Nanta Shaktaye. Namaste Vasudevaya Sarvabhuta Shayaya Cha Rishikesha Namastubhyam Prapanam Pahi Mang Prabho. Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitete Koriya Aikya Arna Koriho Mane Asha. Om Ajnana Timarandasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangung Lang Hayate Gidin Yat Kripa Tamahang Bande Shri Gurung Dina Taranam. Yat Kripa Tamahang Bande Parama Ananda Madhavam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Trinadapi Sunichena Tarariva Sahishnuna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kivalam, Kalao Nastyeva, Nastyeva, Nastyeva Gatir Anyatha. Namo Maha Vadanyaya, Krishna Prema, Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gora Vishe Namaha Panchatatvatmakam Krishnam Bhakta Rupa Swarupakam Bhaktavatarang Bhaktakyam Namami Bhakta Shaktikam Nitai Goranga Nitai Goranga Nitai Goranga Goda Hari Goda Hari Goda Hari Nithai Gauranga Gauda Hari Gauda Hari Gauda Hari Nithai Gauranga Gauda Hari Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gora Bhakta Vrinda Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasa Adigor Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare, Hare. Hari, Haraye, Namaha.
Sri Akura prayed, I offer my obeisances unto you, Krishna, who are the cause of the creation. You are Lord Matsya, who swam about in the ocean of dissolution. I offer my obeisances to Lord Hayagriva, the killer of the demons Madhu and Kaitava. I offer obeisances to the immense form of Lord Kurma, the great tortoise, who supported the Mandara mountain. And I offer my obeisances to your boar incarnation, Lord Varaha, who enjoyed lifting the earth. Obeisances to you, Krishna, who is the amazing lion, Lord Narsinga. You remove the fear of your saintly devotees. And obeisances to your dwarf Brahmana incarnation, Vamana, who stepped over the three worlds. Obeisances unto you, Krishna, who are the lord of the Bhrigus. You cut down the forest of the conceited royal order. Obeisances unto Lord Ram, the best of the Raghu dynasty, who put an end to the demon Ravana. Obeisances unto you, Krishna, Lord of the Satvatas, and to your forms of Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna, and Aniruddha. Obeisances to you, Krishna, in your form as the faultless Lord Buddha, for you will bewilder the Daityas and Danavas. Obeisances to your form as Kalki, the annihilator of the meat-eaters posing as kings. O Supreme Lord Krishna, the living entities within this world are bewildered by your material illusory energy. Becoming involved in the false concepts of I and mine, they are forced to wander along the paths of fruitive work. And I too am deluded in this way, O Almighty Lord Krishna, foolishly thinking that my body, children, home, wife, money, and followers, that they are all real, although actually they are as unreal as a dream. Thus, mistaking the temporary for the eternal, mistaking my body as myself, mistaking the sources of misery as actual sources of happiness, I have tried to take pleasure in material dualities. Covered in this way by ignorance, I could not recognize you, Krishna, as the real object of my love. Just as a fool overlooks a body of water covered by the vegetation growing in it and chases after a mirage, so I have turned away from you, Krishna. My intelligence is so crippled that I cannot find the strength to curb my mind, which is disturbed by material desires and activities, being constantly dragged here and there by my obstinate senses. Obeisances to you, Krishna, who are the supreme absolute truth, the possessor of unlimited energies. You are the embodiment of pure transcendental knowledge. You are the source of all kinds of awareness, and you are the predominator of the forces of material nature that rule over the living entity. O son of Vasudeva, obeisances to you, within whom all living beings reside. O Lord of the mind and senses, I again offer you my obeisances. O Master, please protect me, for I am surrendered unto you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.